In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Our subject is conversation and Christian communication. Many of the counselors famous in the world now consider the main reason of any conflict in the marital life is simply miscommunication. And miscommunication nowadays is rather a major problem in management, in leadership, in whatever aspects of life. Miscommunication is a really tough subject and important one in every aspect of life, in our work, in our family life, even in our spiritual life, as we will see. First of all, this kind of conversation or communication is the basics of praying. We as men of God or kids of God, we pray, which means that we communicate with the Lord. And it was written in Isaiah, first chapter, "Come now and let us reason together." Look to this, let's reason together. So communication is a kind of reasoning. You give your reason, I give my reason, and let's compromise, let's listen to each other, let us think together which is right, which is wrong. So even the Lord is inviting us to have better communication with Him by reasoning. So let's reason together, say the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So first of all, miscommunication is kind of failure to pray. When you feel like you cannot pray properly, this is kind of miscommunication. When you read the Bible and you don't receive any message, this is kind of miscommunication. So you misunderstand the Lord because you do not pray good and you do not read the Bible. And by reading this level of praying and level of understanding the Bible, so you are dealing with this kind of miscommunication, the spiritual aspect. Also, you know, reading also kind of communication. When you read any book, you communicate with the author. The author gives his ideas, his inside, interior. When it was said in the first Psalm, his delight is in the law of the Lord. So one enjoying reading the Bible, he is delightful while reading the Bible. So this means that he has better level of communication with the Word of God, with the author. He communicates. And in his law, he meditates day and night. This kind of meditation is kind of communication. Saints simply are better communicators with the Lord. You can consider any saint in the history. He is the one who succeeded in gaining better level of communication with the Lord. He listens better than us. He speaks back better than us. He understands the will of God better than us. He submit himself better than us, so he communicates better. So meditation is a kind of communication. You can meditate with the nature. You can, you know, listen to the word of the trees, the birds, and the snow, and this kind of communication. The artists communicate with the nature. But we do not communicate. We don't see the heaven above. We don't see the beauty around. We do not communicate. So we are living in a very nice, beautiful nature, but we fail to communicate. That's why we do not receive the messages sent through the nature. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows His handiwork. How many listen? How many people listen to this declaration or this, you know, message? Also, when it comes to conversation between two, there's many levels of communication, and it does not start by words. Usually, you know, there is kind of non-verbal communication. It's very essential. We communicate through our eyes. We communicate through smiling. We communicate by shaking hands. When you read the story of Matthew chapter 9, Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. This kind of communication, God saw in his eyes, in the paralytic one, the message, have mercy upon me. And he saw in the eyes of those who carried him, the faith, the love, the hope. So he communicated with their eyes, with their faces, although they didn't have any chance to speak it out. You understand? So being a good communicator, you can listen to things not spoken. You can see things not well seen by others. This is the best communicator. To communicate better, we will see afterwards that you should understand your wife before expressing herself. You can read the eyes and the smiles and the face expressions. So this is the best communication we need to enjoy. So this kind of verbal and non-verbal communication, they did not have the chance to verbally communicate, but he communicated back by saying, Son is a very important word here, you know, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. So each word of this is very good, you know, son, he needs love, be of good cheer, to enjoy life or to have, to be cheerful, it's not related to being paralyzed or not. And the most important gift here is the forgiveness itself. Also in the Mark chapter 10, you can see how God communicates with us. Jesus, looking at him, loved him. What does this mean? Loved him by what? By looking? Looking at him, loved him. There's kind of love in the look of our Lord. Do you look to people in such a friendly way or loving way? He, looking at him, loved him. I do not understand it. يعني مش فهمها كفاية. How could he express his love just through the looking? And said, this is after, said to him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. But before these advices, he could give him this kind of loving look, which helps him to follow, if he followed. The problem in marital life that we are usually practicing a superficial conversation, which we usually make like investigative report to each other. This is not the communication we need. This is not the conversation we need. To ask your wife whether she bought that and this, and where is the money, where is the al-badla, this is not the communication we are talking about. Communication, it's not a superficial conversation. Direct questions and demands are not the basics for good communication. Have you done this and that? Have you bought? Don't forget. These all stand against the communication. And this happens even in praying, you know. Those who pray just 1 minute, God take care of me today. This is not a communication. Just reading the chapter in 2 minutes to feel satisfied that you read the Bible. This is not a communication. You should listen. You should seek the message. You should express yourself in praying. So this is the kind of communication we aim at. When we stop talking, you know, this question is very important. Some of the great counselors in the world, the Christian counselors, start any counseling meeting with any couple in trouble with this question: when did you stop talking? And usually they fail to answer the question. We did not stop talking. But he means that you stopped communicating in a good way. Maybe just right after marriage. Usually in the engagement period, people can enjoy better communication. Like in بعد الجواز, usually they stop this kind of warm communication or conversation. They do not know how to communicate. It was written in the Old Testament, "Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea." So God is referring the problems of sinful life and lack of peace because we stopped hearing His commandments. We stopped listening to His words. So this kind of miscommunication will end up by misery. Simply, miscommunication leads to deterioration of the relationship between father and son, between husband and wife, between leader and followers, between God and man. Miscommunication leads to deterioration of any relationship. This is important to remember. Also, it leads to mistrust. When we spend time, quality time, in communicating, expressing it, all whatever inside, usually the trust becomes solid. But with miscommunication, we lose trust in each other. You lose faith because you do not pray. You lose faith because you do not read the Bible carefully. You lose trust in your wife because you do not have enough time to communicate. She loses trust in you because you are always busy. So mistrust is actually a product of miscommunication. Also, with miscommunication, psychological and physical divergence happened. Some kind of spacing happened. Divergence psychologically, and it may end into physical spacing or divergence. The most important complication of miscommunication is that you may find new closer relationships. You may seek other relationships because you are not happy with the intimate partner. You are not happy with the Lord. We are not happy with your family. So you may communicate with others. Others starting from Shaitan, devil himself, and others following him may get into the story. The Christian communication without any masks. To be Christian means you are fair, you are honest, you are clear, interior like exterior. Being Christian means that you never lie. You do not lie on yourself, and you do not lie with those around you. You do not lie with the Lord. So to make a real strong communication and to enjoy strong relationships, you should be honest and without any mask. You know, in the early days of Simon Peter with the Lord, he was very frank and very clear. Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night." As if he was saying, this question or this request you request us, go to the deep end, throw your net, this is kind of unfair. I'm really tired. I spent the whole night fishing. I didn't find anything. So we have toiled all night. So he expressed himself clearly. He was honest and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net. So as if he is saying, I will follow your word, but unhappy. I'm not happy following your request. This is kind of being frank. You can say to your husband, I'm not convinced, but I will do whatever you say. This kind of communication without mask. It could start with self-complaint. You should complain to your husband or you to your wife. Complain from yourself, complain from your weakness, complain from others, complain about circumstances. Okay, you have to speak it out. It could start with the daily events and concerns. For those who find no ears to listen to them, expressing their daily life from the early childhood, usually they suffer the whole life because they fail to communicate. They didn't know how to express the day in the school. They didn't find a father or mother listening to them. So they might end into a bad husband or a bad wife because they did not know how to communicate. You know, it could start with touches, tears, or hugs. Communication is not only verbal. Just remind yourself, especially in the marital life, communication is not always verbal. It's not needed to be verbal. It's also needed to be physical, through hugs and touches and warm expression. It could start with dreams, expectations, or achievements. What do you dream of? Why don't you express yourself in what you aim at or dream of? What's your expectations of this and that? What do you like to achieve? What did you achieve? These all aspects of communication. Also, it could start with confiding or ventilation. This word ventilation, you know, they use it in counseling very commonly, that you ventilate, you just ventilate, as if you are taking out whatever inside. You express your bad feelings in the way you like. You just come with it out. Negative feelings should be expressed. Anxiety, fears, phobias, depression, frustrations, all negative feelings should be speak about. Man in conversation, by nature, he doesn't like talking a lot. This is back to the differences between men and women. And man in conversation tends to downplay. Men actually used to devaluate things or problems. Most of them, not all of them, you know. But actually the worst in this, men apologize with the excuse of time, work, fatigue. And this is very wrong. Men shouldn't get out of communication excusing themselves with the I'm tired, I don't have time, I'm really busy. The three bad words men always use in their marital life. I'm busy, I'm tired, I don't have time. You know, they said that Adam was busy when the snake came to Eve and they spent a quality time together. Because if she couldn't find her husband to speak with him. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said to the woman, has God indeed, they spend time, they have a long discussion, where is Adam? Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, and you know, discussion continued. With no Adam. The wife in the conversation, first of all, by nature she likes talking. By nature, all women like to talk. And if you find any woman does not like talking, she had trouble in her life. She is not, you know, she was traumatized or wounded in a way. That's why she quit talking. But by nature, she likes to talk. But she doesn't fight someone to listen. And this kind of shouting happened to many women because they do not find enough space to talk. So it ends after many years by she used to shout. This high-pitched or high-volume voices related usually to the lack of communication, miscommunication. Also, women tend to get emotional in their discussions and conversations. They do not put things intellectually, analytically, in 1, 2, 3. They like to express themselves emotionally, what they feel. They are down, they are not happy. So one should listen the way they like. You shouldn't tell your wife, no, no, stop saying so. You should put your words in this format. No, this is not a communication or conversation between man and wife. Usually also women dramatize and exaggerate. They see things in a drama-like things, and usually they tend to exaggerate things. I'm saying they say, and I'm saying most of women, okay, to be on the safe side. Also, women escape just because of the previous unsuccessful experience in the conversation. If you find any wife quitting conversation, which is against her nature, this comes out of her repeated failures. So, as if she's saying hopeless case. I feel this is hopeless. No way to communicate with such a man. He never listens. He always puts me down. So I quit. And this is, you know, very, very serious. Crying on the other's shoulder, this kind of communication is very essential between wife and husband. Because crying is a very romantic level of communication. We cry in praying. We cry in hard time. We cry while we are weak or in pain. So crying is a way of communication. Remember our Lord when he was crying at the night of his cross. He was praying just few words. But most of the hours he spent, you know, sweating, and St. Paul said that he was crying loudly. الدهش كلمة يدهش دي معناها انه he cried out loud. That's why he went away from the disciples. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until calamities have passed by. This kind of crying out to the Lord. I think one of the English authors have put this theme or slogan, beware of, I do my crying in the rain. You know what did he mean? That I don't want anybody to see me crying. So I wait for the rains to come. So I go crying with the rains. So nobody can see my tears. Because he never found the guy who respects his tears. So he wants to cry. He wants to have tears. But he waits for the rains. You got the meaning? It means that this man have lots to cry for and lots of tears imprisoned inside him, but he cannot express himself because always he fails. Nobody respects this or considers this. It's very dangerous, very serious if you do not find this faithful shoulder. And men, please give your shoulder to women in such times. And also wives, please consider your husbands in down times. Because we need all this kind of faithful shoulder. Christian communication should be like a frank conversation. A Samaritan woman, though she was very bad in many things, but she was, you know, very frank and very fair with herself. She went away after her discussion with the Lord, saying very strange thing. She went saying, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. She is like confessing to everybody around. How could you say so? Everybody knows that you are not a good woman. How can you enjoy being happy saying, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. They always say that because she enjoyed real communication with the Lord, she could easily communicate with anybody. Those who enjoy the friendship of their partner, they can communicate with anybody in a free way because they are strong enough to express themselves. They learn how to listen and to answer back in a good way. How can I save the other and remain on good terms? This is a problem in communication. How to listen, how to say the truth, how to face problems, how to blame the guy, how to see things together, and afterwards it ends with being friends, being lovers. So, you know, many of our conversations end up into problems, into troubles, because we fail to communicate. But if we enjoy communication, although we are different in many things, we will be nearer and getting closer to each other by communication. They call it the art of reproach, فن العتاب. You know, it's a commandment from the Lord. Whenever your brother hurts you, go and blame him. But kind of blaming, it's an art to blame others in a humble way, in a decent way, in a wise way, that you do not hurt him by blaming. You just express your love at that time through blaming. Because I consider you, I want to keep the relation strong. That's why I should blame you, because I love you. If you can send such a message, you will be successful in communication. You should start any communication with encouragement and thanking. Appreciation is very much needed in whatever conversation happened between husband and wife. Do not mention 10 flaws in one go. This is very common between Ragel Umrad, that husband usually recall all the sins of the world in any conversation. When it comes, the wife blame her husband because he came late, he answer back, you doing that and this and that. This is not a communication. This is a fight. But just start with I, not you. I got hurt because you came late. So I do not blame you of coming late. You may have your excuses, but I'm expressing myself. I felt hurt. I felt down. So this is my problem. I'm expressing myself. Because when you come to say, you, I'm accusing you. This is kind of start of fight. But when I start my sentence by saying I, it's still my part. I feel. I'm not happy with this. I did not like that. So it's me. I can express my thoughts, my feelings. I cannot accuse you of whatever you have done. Conclude with encouragement and hope. As you start with appreciation and thanking words and good words, try always to end your conversation with your partner in a good way. Just support the friendship between you and your wife. Respect the conversation. Many men disrespect conversation. When any wife start talking, he, you know, mock the way she speaks or disrespect the words she use, and finally she is away from him and she stopped communicating. Avoid being sarcastic. Try to choose a comfortable, quiet place for conversation. It's not always available, but you know, just try. If you respect the conversation and believe in its importance, you will consider a good place to go to. By the way, if you are going to a dinner, don't choose an expensive place because he will not concentrate. Husbands will think of money, they will pay, and they will not focus on the problem. Apologize for losing temper. If you lose temper in any conversation, please just say sorry, whatever your position. Even if you are the one who had been hurt before. But just if you lose your temper, you should say sorry. Because this is against any good conversation. Try to learn how to choose the words carefully, precisely. Because you know, sometimes we do not use the good words to express ourselves. And this, you know, may take us into sideways, which is not the problem, because you express yourself in a wrong way. Avoid accusations and descriptions. Don't say, you are always lazy. No, this is not a way to communicate. No, you can say, I wish you wake up early to help me with the few minutes in the morning to pray together, to have breakfast together. Just say, I wish, but don't accuse and describe others of bad things. Positive listening is a major part of communication or conversation. Just listen and listen carefully to whatever the partner is saying. He might complain, he might defend himself, he might express his desires. Just listen, and listen carefully and respectfully. A paraphrasing to assure understanding. They call it sometimes McDonald's way, you know. When you call for delivery, McDonald's or whatever, usually they speak back to you saying, your order is again 1, 2, 3. So they make sure that they received the message as you said. So this kind of paraphrasing is essential in our conversation. We should exchange this. You mean, you say to your wife, you mean that I, she will say, no, I did not mean this. So say it again. Okay? So this kind of repeated some sentences essential to make sure that we understand the meaning, the exact meaning you meant, not just the some wording happened. Nonverbal conversation again is very essential in communication between man and wife. Most of wives complaining need not to defend yourself, need just to hug your wife and just give her the trust and the support she needs, the respect she needs, and let her know that you are there for her. The issue itself is not the main problem of her at that time. Try to learn how to read between the lines. There are many, many meanings between the lines. If your wife asks you, is my fustan hell? This means she does not need your opinion, by the way. She needs you to express that she is beautiful. But you did not receive the message. By the way, most of men, دغالي أوي. يعني, their answer is very, very wrong. That they express the meanings in money. By the way, women may say the moon is beautiful this evening. Men, stupidly, will say it's cold now. So, I mean, she is saying some romantic feelings, but he is very practical in a in a bad way. Also, we need to have better communication with God as a family. Please, husbands and wives, learn how to pray together. Even few minutes will save your family. So this kind of communication between us as family and God as the head of this family is very essential and for the stability of this family. We need to have agreements every now and then. We need to listen to the promises or the vows between each other. We need some kind of following up the plans we have put together, and we have kind of dating together. Thank you.